Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. That's Van Halen, by the way, bringing us back with that great music. I'm very excited about having our good friend Ken Davis. Kenneth C. Davis is our good friend and longtime Brain Trust member, one of the great historians in our Brain Trust. He's the author of all the important books on history. As I said earlier in the hour, he makes history fun to read and to learn. I've been a history buff before it was fun, and now Ken has changed everything. Don't know much about history. Is a classic. It's out in paperback now too. 25th edition, is that right, Ken?
The 20th anniversary edition of Don't Know Much About American History. Don't Know Much About History.
Yeah,
is out. Don't Know Much About the American Presence, out in paperback now.
Yeah, so all that, and so Ken, thanks again for being here. Welcome back.
It's always a pleasure to be with you. And speaking of music, you mentioned Van Halen. I heard your
yep.
Allman Brothers there.
Oh yeah,
they just played their farewell at the Beacon Theater here in New York.
I know. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Very nostalgic.
I know. They're great. Yep. It's been 40 years. 40 years or more of that music. So, hey, Ken, thanks again for being here. It's President's Day, but let's clear something up. It's really President Washington's Day, isn't it?
That's correct. I'm glad you mentioned it because I was going to.
I want you to help us understand what's going on here.
Yes. This is officially George Washington's birthday. And the way this happened was, Washington was the only president that had a federal holiday, and it used to be on February 22nd, his actual birthday. In 1968, they created something called the Uniform Holidays Act, which created those three-day weekends that we love,
mm-hmm.
with Monday holidays, and they moved Washington's birthday from the 22nd to the 3rd
How
Monday.
Did he feel about that? Did anybody check with him on that?
No one checked with Washington on that. You know, he's always pretty silent, keeps that mouth closed so we don't see how bad it seems.
Stoic, the stoic George Washington.
Yeah, very stoic. So this is truly still George Washington's birthday, officially speaking. But because Lincoln's birthday is the 12th.
Right. By the way, President Lincoln was on my show last Friday. President Lincoln has done my show every year for the last 17 years. Did you know that?
I have seen and heard him.
Right here. He's done does it every year. He's one of his good friends is Gene Grisman, one of the great Lincoln portrayers. So he brings President Lincoln here every year. So we did last week.
So when we say it's President's Day, whether you put an apostrophe in it or not, it's not accurate to say it. But it's always a good way to get involved talking about some of these men who are fascinating in so many ways. Great or not, they are extraordinary human beings, and that's what I like to talk about, the real people.
And a member of a very small club, aren't they? Members of a very small club.
It's a very small and very elite club. And
44 of them.
Well, 43.
43, that's right. We got 44 coming up. 43. 44 might be, you might not be able to say men anymore.
Well, that's right. But it's Barack Obama is the 44th, but only 43 men have been.
Oh, I
president.
See what you're saying. That's right.
Yes, because we count Grover Cleveland twice.
That's right.
That's right, because he was in office, then lost the election, and then came back 4 years
that's
later.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Very funny story. His wife, a very young wife, who he married while he was in the White House, after he lost the election, she was on their way out. They were on their way out the door. She told the White House staff, "Don't move the furniture. We'll be back in 4 years." She was correct.
That's funny. So, what are some other interesting things that we don't know about? We don't know about the presidents.
Well, you know, first of all, we should always
forgotten.
We should always think a little bit and talk a little bit about these men who got together in secret 1787 in Philadelphia and invented this office. There was nothing like it. Why did they want to?
In the world, it had never been anything like it.
No, why a president? Why not a prime minister? They didn't like the parliamentary system because it was too political, that that the leader would then be too reliant on his party.
And it also kind of reminded them of what they were leaving to, didn't it?
Yes, they didn't want what they left. They didn't want what the British system. They did think they needed someone who could act quickly in an emergency.
An executive.
An executive who could act with what Alexander Hamilton called a digger.
Isn't it interesting that I've always thought it was interesting that they used that term in those days.
Well, it's not quite what we mean today when we think about digger.
But they did, you know. But I mean the executive to use that.
Yes.
I thought it was interesting that they used that term in those days.
Well, they wanted an executive. At first, they were even debating an executive committee. Can you imagine if that we had gone that route?
Right.
Where they were so afraid of putting too much power in one man's hand that they came up with the idea, perhaps an executive committee, and that was voted down. And so then, what powers to give this man? Because that was what they really feared, that they were creating an elected monarch.
And everything they wanted to do was to be sans king.
That's right, to get rid of anything that reeked of monarchy or aristocracy. That's one of the reasons in the Constitution it says that the country can never have titles.
Right.
We are a country that doesn't have lords and ladies. As much as we like to watch Downton Abbey, we don't want that system here.
Well, and not only from the standpoint of the job description, there was great debate over the name to be used.
There was debate over the name to be used, and actually John Adams, when he became the first vice president, they were just discussing what to call the president, how to address the president.
Right.
Because they came up with the term president, but when introducing him or discussing him, what were they? And there was tremendous, and Adams, as the debate was going on in the Senate, he was actually participating in it as the president of the Senate, which the vice president is.
Right.
And really was called a monarchist, which is an ironic thing, because no one was more opposed to the king than Adams.
Right.
Got in a lot of trouble for that, and it really dogged him in his political career.
Yeah, because he wanted to call the president your excellence
or something.
He came come up with these soaring words, and apparently the apparently George Washington did more to slap him down than anything.
It's true. They had a really non-existent relationship for most of the 8 years that Washington was president.
It was very interesting. These are all things that you find in the books by Ken Davis, including Don't Know Much About the American Presidents. That's a separate book. This is a library, folks. You got to have all of them. Kenneth C. Davis is the name on the book, but he says we can call him Ken. 20 after, right back with more of this fascinating history with Ken Davis. Stay with us.
Hi, Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.